As we continue to monitor events in Texas and Louisiana, we're also keeping an eye on the West, where more than 50 large wildfires are burning. Now, forecasters say that region will see temperatures 5 to 15 degrees above average into early September, and that's only going to increase the fire risk in a season that's already been called unprecedented. Researchers are learning something else that poses a challenge to fire crews. Wildfires can change the weather patterns around them. They produce horizontal winds, water vapor, updrafts. As KUOW's Eilish O'Neill reports from eastern Washington State, these weather patterns make it tough to predict how a fire will behave.
Western Washington, where Seattle is known for rain. But in the east, near Spokane, the state is a desert. The air smells of dust and pine trees, and when you walk across bare ground, each step sets off little clouds. The drainage ditches are dry and cracked. Ideal conditions for wildfires, which are common here. So, when a fire broke out on the Spokane Reservation where Danny and Noreen Wynn live, they weren't worried. They watched the flames on the unpopulated side of the reservation, confident that the fire couldn't cross the river to where they live. After all, the river had always protected them before. But that Sunday, the fire jumped.
Somebody came up and said we had to get out of here. So I ran into the house and grabbed my great-grandchild and ran out to the pickup and jumped in the pickup.
Danny stayed.
And I was standing out here with a shovel and a garden hose like, you know, Smokey the Bear. And Blaine Keeper, one of our firefighters, he come right up the driveway and he looked at me. He said, "Danny, you ain't gonna stop nothing with that." So I thought, yeah, you're right, it's coming pretty hard.
So Danny let his horses out and took off to join his family. Fire researchers are working to better predict where wildfires are going next. They want to protect firefighters and to know when it's time to tell people to evacuate. It turns out that's really difficult. Craig Clemens is at San Jose State University. He says the trickiest part of predicting where fires are headed is that wildfires can make their own weather. Here's how. Fires change wind direction through fire plumes, the hot air shooting up from a fire. And Clement says that hot air
can create like a low pressure around the fire front. And in response to that, what we call fire-induced winds can blow in from different directions.
Clements and his colleagues have started flying planes through fire plumes so they can get data about where air is moving and how fast it's going. Not only fire plumes, but also the smoke generated by raging wildfires can also change the winds.
Because the smoke is so dense, it blocks the sunlight. And so when that happens, you can actually get cooler air forming at the surface, and that cooler air wants to flow in different directions than otherwise would be on a sunny day.
And there's a third kind of mini-weather system fires can create. They can actually make clouds. Burning plants release water vapor, and at the same time, fire plumes can pull vapor from the air. All that can condense into clouds, which can then produce rain. Other times, the clouds can start to rotate, creating spinning winds that carry burning branches, even whole trees, far from the fire, even across a river. Last year, on the Spokane Reservation, the spot where the fire leapt the river isn't too much wider than a two-lane street, but that's still a lot of water for a fire to cross. No one's sure exactly how that happened, but it may have had to do with fire-induced wind.
Wind kept changing, you know, shifting back and forth, and the fire goes with the wind.
The morning after the fire, Danny and Noreen went back to their land to look for their horses and take inventory. Noreen says the horses were there, but not much else.
We lost everything but the clothes we had on and our two pickups. We lost three cars, a tractor, our house. I just had new curtains put in my living room and just everything burnt to a crisp.
What are you most sad about losing?
My pictures.
I don't even like to talk about it. I'm the oldest daughter, and I got all the Indian pictures of my great-grandparents and stuff. They all burned up.
I see Mikey. He's coming to us.
Danny and his great-granddaughter, Dancer, took me to see where their house used to be. The Spokane tribe is scheduled to start laying a foundation on the family's new home soon.
Yeah, I'm rebuilding my collection here. So this was at a family get-together in April. My grandchildren. Yeah.
In the meantime, Noreen's busy rebuilding her family photo collection, getting copies from her daughter, and taking new pictures. This time, she's keeping her memories in a big, heart-shaped chocolate tin. For Here and Now, I'm Alicia O'Neill.
Okay, let's put them back. Huh. So they don't get ruined, okay? Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Alicia's story came to us from WHYY's Health and Science program, The Pulse.